Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark. It is Tuesday morning. It's kind of brisk out there today, and we're welcoming you to Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. I welcome you here. This is two mornings in a row of me having to get up at 5:30 to come join you. Such a challenge. I do not like these morning hours, Mr. Belongi. This is not my cup of tea. I think that's funny. I did this for so many years of my life, and now it's a real challenge for me to do this morning stuff. But I'm here, and I'm anxious to be with you and spend the morning. It's rainy out there this morning. 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, reaching a high today of 77, with a low of 59 this evening. Tuesday night, and we're looking for a slight chance of showers throughout the rest of the week, basically. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers, a low of 59, 77 during the day. On Wednesday and Thursday, the highs are going to be about 58, or in lows at night, 58, and the highs of 74 and 76 throughout the week. By Friday, we're looking for mostly cloudy with a little sunny on Saturday. So that was a really mixed-up newscast there.
I would point out, though, also, just because a little rain has hit the ground, don't go piling up the brush and lighting it off, because we are still in fire danger. So,
and then
I know people who will do that. They'll, oh, rain fell, I can burn now. No.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And the other thing to really remember is it is getting, during the day, it's still getting up into the 70s. And slow down. The roads are getting just enough water to loosen up all that oil.
Yep.
And they're slick, ladies and gentlemen. They're slick. And so please slow down and pay attention and use your windshield wipers and just pay attention.
Yeah, if you see that gray foam on the top of the road surface, that's bad juju. It's like soap.
Exactly. And you slam on your brakes in that and you do all kinds of fun things. So we'll be having some fender benders, I'm absolutely sure. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. You know, when I got out of the car, Bob, I got a whiff of smoke. So what's the air quality looking like? Because there's still, even though Delta fire now is close to 100% contained, that's really good news. But be reminded, those fires are not out. It's going to take more than the little bit of rain that we've gotten thus far to put them out. But I did get that smoke right here in Redding.
Yeah, the sensors in downtown all in the green, maybe up into the orange range. So we're below 100. As we zoom out a little bit, we are seeing a reading of around 100 up there past, holdover from some holdovers from the car, Delta with, hers, all that stuff. Overall, though, the smoke particle count looks good. The air's getting a good wash down. We're seeing a little bit of residual stuff, like I said, over on the west side. East side, nice and clean right now. So readings are nice and healthy. So go out and take a good deep breath because after this summer, the lost summer, I think I'm going to call this.
There's no question that our summer was certainly different with the kind of ever presence of the car fire from July on and then the Delta fire and the Hertz fire and all the rest of them. And our life has been somewhat taken up with that process. If we weren't smelling the smoke, we were certainly dealing with the aftermath.
And then the economic blow dealt to all the recreational companies up here. I know that some outfits up on the lake really suffered. And, of course, on Whiskey Town, they lost everything out there. So
well, absolutely.
They're in the process of rebuilding the resort vendor out there. Those facilities are leased by the Park Service to the private vendors, and those private vendors lost their assets, a great deal of them. They're at the Oak Bottom facility. There was a lot of damage. And they do plan to rebuild, but it's going to take time. It's been a matter of just removing the debris. I was out there a month ago, and there was a burnt sailboat pulled up onto the lot. They were fixing to take it apart. You know, somebody's pride and joy, and it just it took so much from so many.
Well, and they haven't even, as I understand it, gotten all the boats out of Whiskeytown Lake yet. They're still removing some of the ones that sunk, and it's a big recovery, and certainly, you know, your day to day life kind of gets back into it. But there are with the amount of people that were impacted in so many varying different ways with this fire, this is going to be something that this community and the surrounding communities are going to be dealing with for the next couple of 3 years.
And the big worry right now, of course, is when the real rain comes, the runoff of the ash, and debris, mud into our waterways, that's going to be an ongoing issue. I know that a lot of people are working very hard to mitigate and reroute and try to catch as much of that as possible. But it's just a huge, huge area that is involved. And all those watersheds have taken a hit.
Well, and that's true throughout the North State, because as you indicate, we have that, you know, the Sacramento River that runs through everything. We've got all of those other lakes and streams, and there is hardly any area in the North State that's not going to be impacted by that runoff. The mudslides, the roads, it's a healing time and a process we're going to be going through for some time to come. We got some good guests this morning. We have Holly, who hopefully is going to be calling in here in a few minutes. And she's going to be talking to us about, Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. And, she's going to be talking to us about SB 10. That was the bail bond thing that the governor really recently signed in.
Oh, yeah, because it was so onerous on all the
absolutely.
The poor.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole redo of how we do things in the bail system and how people are released from jail, and very onerous. Going to be very expensive and create a whole new industry. Very, very cost ineffective at the local level, and I'm not exactly sure how in the world it can possibly work. She's down involved in trying to get a referendum going against SB 10, and she's going to be calling in at 7:15, we hope. So the rest of the hour we're going to be discussing that, and then at 8 o'clock, Chief Steve Lowe from the Anderson Fire Protection District is going to be joining me, the chief of the fire district down there. And we're going to be talking about some things with the fire district down at Anderson and just the Anderson things in general. So
I am sure that this bail thing is going to work out to be the raging success that prison realignment was, where the state just abdicated a responsibility and dumped it on the counties. We see how excellently that has worked out for all concerned.
And now that we've got all of them here and have no place to put them, we're going to have absolutely no way to even determine who stays and who goes, and we're going to have a whole nother layer of bureaucracy to lay over the top of that. I'm not exactly sure. I took the time yesterday to kind of read that piece of legislation, and it's way onerous. I'm sure she's going to. Some of you are probably familiar with it because I think Carl's talked about it on the show before. But anyway, Holly's going to be calling in and we're going to be talking about that. And then anything else, you know, if you have questions as the show's going on, you can always give us a call at 605-4567. Hopefully you've jumped into the chat room at kcnr1460.com and are following the show. We welcome all of you and your thoughts, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back hopefully with Holly.
Indeed, and we're going to mention rail right now. The Shasta Regional Medical Center brings you this portion of the program, located in the heart of downtown Reading. They're the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. I don't know what it is, but it sounds impressive. They are a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. Quality, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
The Cascade Theater presents Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash. Graham Nash has penned and performed some of the most iconic songs of the past 50 years, from the Hollies, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, to his own solo career. Nash's songs are legendary. Graham Nash at the Cascade Theater with an intimate evening of stories and songs, October 3rd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
We're back. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750. The phone number, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, if not just at least among a very small number. Check them out. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark. It's Tuesday morning. We welcome you here. And we're joined on the line right now by Holly. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. And I'm looking forward to our conversation. So You're going to give us some background, hopefully, on SB 10 and
Holly's bail bonds.
Holly, yes, Holly's bail bonds. And you're going to give us some background first, please, Holly, and then what we're going to try and do about this.
So the background on SB 10 is that it was actually kind of came up suddenly. It was presented by Assemblyman Rob Bonta and Senator Hertzberg, and it was, you know, it was brought to the legislation under the pretense that poor people and people of color are languishing in jail, and that the current bail system is unfair. And so it was passed into law and signed by Governor Brown, which basically makes being released from custody, you know, something that's going to be run completely by the probation department and algorithms without any real financial obligation to make it to court. So we're already experiencing this in Shasta County as it is, where people are being released on their own recognizances, or they're not even taken to jail. They're signing letters of detainer, and they're just being released, and then they're failing to appear and back out on the street. So the long and short of it is that this is the catch and release that we're seeing through the jail system now is just going to get worse.
We're going to have more people who are just simply not going to. They're going to be arrested and then out on the streets and no way to reclaim them.
Yeah, and also there's so many moving parts on it. It's also going to create more jail, you know, overcrowding, because the people that are being released on bond now won't have that ability. They will, you know, have to wait to be seen by a judge in order to determine whether or not they're going to even be released. So the current booking times that we have now between anywhere from 12 to 48 hours to get booked into the Shasta County Jail, those times are going to increase. So that it's there's so many moving parts on it, but it's just it needs to be stopped. They have no idea how they're going to implement this. And so what we're trying to do at this point is get the signatures that we need to stop the bill from going into law in 2020 and put it up for the voters to vote on. And stop it from going into law in 2019, this coming year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was effective the first of January.
Yes, it really goes into law in October of 2019, but they would start rolling it out, yes,
okay,
in January. We're talking, you know, just a couple months away.
Okay, so and the referendum process, you've got that underway as we speak.
It's underway. We're actually doing really well. We're really comforted and also just so surprised how people really are so upset about what's going on, not just in Shasta County, but in the different counties that I visit. People are signing the referendum because they know that this is just not a good law. It's a bad law, and it's not going to do anything to protect public safety. It's going to cost the taxpayers more money, and it really actually will be an unfair system for those who actually get arrested and would have the benefit of bailing out of jail to get back to their lives and continue to be a productive member of society. Not everybody that goes to jail is a criminal. There are people that go to jail that have just, you know, they've made a very bad choice, and they should have the ability to bail out of jail going through their criminal trial.
And that is our system of law. You're arrested and then you are innocent until proven guilty, and there's a process to do that. The other thing, once they've posted their bail, there's another player in there to ensure that they're going to be held accountable and come back for the trial. certainly that's what the bail bondsman role is because you guys have got yourself out there, and you're going to make sure that they go back to their appointments.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really, you know, that's why I said it's such a big issue, because this also affects the, you know, the victims. We as the bonding company, our whole purpose is to ensure the appearance of defendants in court. We don't claim whether they're innocent or guilty, but we do make sure that they get to court. And we take on that financial obligation, and we take that seriously. I've been writing bail since 1992 in Shasta County. And we have such a great rapport with our clients, with the courts. And we, you know, I'm very careful to make sure that, that we're, you know, we're in touch with those folks. We're calling them the night before their court dates. We're following up with them, not just getting them out of jail in the initial, you know, you've been arrested, we get you out, but we walk them through the entire court process.
Well, and Holly, see, that's what this bill does, is basically puts all of you people out of business.
It does take the bail industry, you know, out of business, and that's a problem for, you know, I just think it's for any business that you could wake up one morning and find that the legislature has passed a bill that affects your livelihood and those of all of your employees. It's just taking the private sector out, and I really think that's a mistake. I don't think government should do all things. I think there is a place for government, but this really is, it's important that when a person's arrested, they have the right to choose. We're not the only vehicle for a person to get out of jail.
But
we are one of the choices.
Exactly, Holly. Government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be. And this is a private sector part of this. It's part of the system that's been there, gosh, forever. I mean, if you don't have the ability to pay, an attorney will be provided for you. There are all kinds of things already built into the system to take care of that low income population. But the system has to work for everybody in the system, as you indicate. Someone with a lot of money who's arrested on a drunk driving charge, why should they be deprived of the ability to get out of jail?
That's so right. I mean, we should have the ability to, I was thinking about it last night. I thought, my gosh, you know, anybody could get arrested.
Absolutely.
It happens. You know, I've been doing this so many years, and I've seen all walks of life come into my door. And I just recognize, and I've seen people at their lowest lows, and they're just beside themselves that this occurred to their family. You know, their family member was arrested. They're devastated. But that isn't, it may have been a choice, or maybe they were wrongly accused.
That not everybody who's arrested is guilty.
That's right. That's right. And so, and those that, you know, we see a lot of these, what they say, poor people are languishing in jail. It's interesting because, you know, we work with people from all walks of life. We're really looking at risk to see whether this person's going to appear in court, and how can we hold them accountable? Can we do that? Can we hold up our obligation to the court? We see a lot of these people who have outrageous amounts of bail. Typically, it's because they performed poorly on a release on OR. They performed poorly that every time they've been released, they either don't show up or they continue to get into trouble and they get back in. They go and they're just through this revolving door. And then one day, their bail becomes so astronomical, and of course they can't bail out of jail. They're not a good risk, and they don't perform well, you know, on the current OR system. So now we're really punishing the person who doesn't normally get arrested.
Well, there you go.
The average citizen.
the average citizen, and as you indicate, on a daily basis, there are all kinds of things that can happen to just about anybody. That I'm trying to do two things at once, but that can happen to just about anybody. We need that system in place. It's been around for a long time as one of the ways to help us get out of that system. We have a caller that's gone online, and we're going to try and patch them through. Nick, okay. You have a question for Holly?
Yeah, I do. Holly, I've always been curious about this. Now, bail is set at 10% when they hire you, isn't it?
So I'm licensed through the Department of Insurance, and the rate that we charge is 10%. That's a regulated amount. We
okay,
do have
a
different percent at 8% for, you know, vets and people referred by private counsel.
Okay, here's a hypothetical situation I'd like to ask you about.
Sure.
Say I'm arrested this next week for sexual harassment because I popped a girl's bra in seventh grade, and my bail is $50,000. I'm going to have to pay you $5,000 to get out of jail until my trial. Now, suppose I go to trial and I'm found innocent because in a seventh, eighth grade yearbook, it shows that this girl didn't have breasts, so she didn't need a bra. Is there any avenue for me to recoup that $5,000 because I was falsely charged?
You know, once you post a bond, the premium is earned, and it's not refundable. Just as if you were to fail to appear, and now I've got to track you down and get you back into court. So we do take on that risk, but it really is a choice. You would have a choice under those circumstances. You know, likely your bail is not $25,000 or $50,000, and you would have, you know, based on the you know, that kind of charge. I don't even know that you would be charged, but you would you'd have the option also to be, you know, released on an OR. You'd have the option to talk to the judge to get your bail reduced. But to answer the question, no, you would not get the premium back.
Thank you. I've always been curious about that. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick. Holly, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. They specialize in home electronics and classic car parts. They have 47 years of locally owned service. Clyde Pierce has been your go-to guy for your home entertainment over 32 years in satellite business. They're the source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's all happening at Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
With Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. Actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Webb.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
It is 7:36 and 61 degrees here at KCNR 1460. Temperature's dropping off. That means you're going to want to find folks at Alliance Heating and Air to make sure that your system is ready for the change in the weather. They service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. 7 day a week, 24-hour service. That's Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, their website, homecomfort.org.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark, and we're talking on the phone with Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We're talking about SB 10, a referendum that we're going to try to get before the voters in the upcoming election in, what, 2020. So... Holly, how do we make this happen?
So we need 366,000 signatures in order to freeze the bill from going into law. Currently, we have about 125,000 signatures. So we are asking that people come by my office and sign the petition to freeze it and let it get to the voters in 2020 for votes.
Now, when do we need to gather? By when do we need to gather those signatures?
So, the deadline to turn them in is November 26th. So, we're trying to get those, you know, done at least a week in advance, so that we're sending them in every week to get the count, going. So, as soon as possible. It takes just a couple of minutes to come in, registered voters to sign the petition.
Okay, and Holly, your office in Reading is located?
On the corner of Court and Placer Street.
Okay.
At 1737 Placer. We have a big blue awning.
Okay, yeah. I know where it is. I just want the people to know where it is. And I want everybody to realize how important this is. This is one of those opportunities we have as voters and registered voters. We always say, oh, my vote doesn't count. Yes, it does. And these are the kind of things that really makes a difference. This is something that you can do to make a big difference in this process. So I'm expecting by the end of today we have another 2,000-3,000 signatures at your office. Absolutely no reason by everybody driving by there, if you're a registered voter, stop, go in, and sign the petition. There was a referendum.
That would be amazing. That would be a godsend.
Yeah.
And not just, not just to my business, but to our entire community. I feel that this is an important you know, right that we should preserve.
Well, not only that, but if, you know, we have talked, every time the state does one of these things, the whole prison reform thing, all of the onerous pieces of legislation and referendums that have been passed that keep coming down to the local level, and each and every time there's a cost. There's a cost to county government, there's a cost to our tax dollars, and a cost to the community. This is another one. Who's going to pay? Now, they always say, oh, yeah, well, there will be money to follow when they send down these things to the local government. Having served as a local elected official for 20 years, I'm going to tell you that this is another unfunded mandate. They're going to come down and they're going to make us set up this system. We're going to have all of these people, some kind of a board that's going to determine. There's going to be the whole bureaucracy that's going to be set up to figure out whether people should be let out of jail or kept in jail, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to pay for it out of our local tax dollars. That's a given, because the money will not follow. And we don't have enough money at the local level to fund all the things that we've got going now. We need this like we need 14 holes in our head. Just doesn't happen. We don't need it. I get so angry each and every time one of these bills is passed there. They don't seem to be able to see beyond the end of their nose what the impacts are.
No, they don't. They're right now, things are so bad at the jail, and we can't afford this. We cannot afford it. In the state of California, we post the bail agents association. We post around 300,000 bonds per year. That's 300,000, you know, solutions that we're solving, that we're taking on in the private sector. We're getting these people into court, getting them out of jail as quickly as possible, creating more bed space, which is what we need.
Exactly.
You know, for the people that are now with the AB 109, as you were referring to, you know, the releases from the prison that are now, serving their sentences, their prison sentences in our local jails. Yesterday, I heard from Riverside Sheriff Stan Sniff, and he said that, you know, he's seen upwards of a 42-year sentence in a county jail serving a sentence. That's just crazy.
Hey,
so we have people that are serving sentences in our jail, and the new offender, there's just no place to put them.
Well, and we've been talking about this ad nauseum at the local level for the last 3 years. There's no room in the jail. There's no ability to handle what we've got. Now we're laying a whole nother layer of people that are going to sit there a little longer, and some of them not get out of jail because I don't know how long it's going to take to get before this board that they're going to create and how long that's going to take to put it up. But you know, it's got nothing but money and dollar signs attached to it. And it's just a given that money is not going to come from any place but the local budget. And we're getting 90 new beds in the jail or something to that effect. Those just got totally swallowed up in this whole process.
We
can't talk about the insanity of the decision-making process at the state level, but again, I want to encourage everyone to make sure you and all of your friends and every registered voter in Shasta County get down to Holly's office, Holly Bail Bonds, and this isn't about whether you support the local business. It isn't about whether you support anything that's going on other than the right for the people to take a look at this and figure out a better way the way we do it already works. So this was an unnecessary piece of legislation, and we just need to make sure it gets to the hands of the voters and that we can overturn this before it puts that other layer of bureaucracy in there. Final thoughts, Holly?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head, and this is just, we are, you know, just again, that what you said, we're an option. We're not, there's no reason to take a portion of the system that's working, though the system is not perfect, and I don't believe it is. There's no reason for the government to just take over the entire thing. Anyone who's gone down the DMV recently and had to get the real ID will know that the lines are, you know, are long, and government doesn't do anything with speed.
Yeah, that's try to point to something that works better because the government's doing it, and that's, wow, what a challenge. So you're absolutely right. We have a portion of the private sector that's taking part of this. It's worked. It doesn't work for everybody, but it's not supposed to be. It's a part of the system. And if they have an issue with people that are poor and can't use the bail system, then solve that portion of it. This kind of sounds and feels a little bit like Obamacare. And we have a couple of little bitty problems, so we rewrite the whole healthcare system to try to solve a couple of little bitty small things that we could have solved, and we already had the best healthcare system in the world. So, it's overkill, and I thank you so much, Holly, for taking your time this morning to join us, and I wish you well, and we'll get those signatures going.
Thank you, Trish.
All right. Thanks, Holly. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this message.
All right. 7:45 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
We were victims of the night. The chemical, physical kryptonite. Help us to face and fade in life.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
A little more than 10 minutes now in front of the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cal North Forestry. They got expert arborists, that's people who work on trees, over there at Cal North Forestry, professional tree service and more for your home and business. They are locally owned and operated by Tim Yeomans at 530-200-8123. If your property was affected in any way by the fires, they are donating 2 free hours of services. That's Cal North Forestry, 200-8123.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and it's Tuesday morning. It's 61 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. It's about 10 minutes to 8. And I'm joined in the studio now by two lovely ladies from Turtle Bay. Christina, who is the marketing assistant, and Katie, who is the event coordinator. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And you're here to talk about Oktoberfest. What fun. I love October.
Yeah. We have a really exciting event coming up on October 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. Oktoberfest. It's a really fun time of year. It's our, what annual?
This is our second annual Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and so we're going to have beer and food and music, and it's going to be a fun time. But we have a lot of local vendors as well coming. Katie, you want to speak to that?
Absolutely. So we have 12 beer vendors. We're proudly supported by Reading Distributing, so lots of beer to choose from. We also have some fabulous food options by 4 local restaurants. Live music by a local band, Black Vinyl 45.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you've ever been to Turtle Bay before, you'll be really excited to know that some of our animal ambassadors will be visiting us. And we're also having a costume contest this year. So we are encouraging folks to really get into the spirit. Come dressed in your best Oktoberfest attire, and we may choose you to participate in our costume contest. And you've got a chance to win some really great prizes.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of fun. How much entrance fees? What is it going to cost to go to this?
Sure. So tickets pre-sale or for members are $15.
Wow.
They'll be $20 at the door, and they include your first full beer on us. And you can buy those tickets online right now if you go to our website, turtlebay.org. Or if you're already planning a trip to Turtle Bay, maybe this weekend with your family, you can also pick up a ticket at the front desk or in our coffee bar.
Okay, so gosh, and then so that gets you there, and then do they have? Are you having beer tasting?
You can buy a full pint of beer for $5, or you can buy a flight of 4 samples for $10.
Very nice. And the food vendors are?
Food vendors are Mosaic Restaurant. We also have Fernari Sausage Company, Sweet Spot, and Final Draft Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, just as a side note, the Mosaic Restaurant, that has just getting, I'm hearing so many good things about that. In fact, I'm going to have lunch with a friend there today.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, I know.
Pizza.
Everybody's talking about all the great different little things that are happening. So, great addition to the community. So that's Oktoberfest, and that's coming up on October 13th, 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody write that on your calendar so you be sure you don't remember. $15 to buy the tickets now, $20 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You also have just some other stuff. Turtle Bay's always got going on. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some really fun stuff going on. Of course, we have our Parrot Playhouse open right now. It's raining, but you can still go out there. And also, we have our aquatic adventures every single day at 10:30. We have people going out to our fish tank and leading some lessons. And we had 2 new exhibitions open this past weekend. One's called Shadows of the Human Condition, Elephants and Diminished Children. It's a really great artist that came into town that used to live here in Reading, telling stories about homelessness and sex trafficking and things like that through shadows and light, like these different art-type exhibits. And then we also have a really fun hands-on thing for families called Incredible Inventions. And it's a really cool look at famous inventors throughout history, like Leonardo da Vinci, Aristotle, the Roman Empire. And there's these just really fun things all across the whole room that kids can play with and parents can play with. It's a fun time. And we would like to invite your listeners to maybe come out, and we have 4 tickets to the park that we'd like to give away.
Oh, that'd be great. So, Bob, can we do, let's say, the first 2 callers get 2 tickets apiece? Yeah. So that this is your opportunity. For those of you who are not already a member of Turtle Bay and would like to come and see what they have to offer there, this is your opportunity for 2 free passes to come and take go through and find out what's going on. So we'll open that up to anyone who'd like to have those passes. And if we don't get calls right now, we'll maybe offer it again in the next hour and sure. make sure that we give those away. So, you know, it's always amazing to me that the many, many opportunities that go on over at Turtle Bay just on a regular basis. I mean, it's for those of you who've been living under a rock someplace and are unaware that Turtle Bay's out there. You know, it's always amazing to me that we run into people that just live right in the community or nearby, and we are so familiar with all the wonderful things that are there, but we don't always know. I mean, we run into people that don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
So we're over by the Sundale Bridge, over yes. by the Convention Center. Turtle Bay is part of that whole, it's a museum next to the, all of the other
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Turtle Bay is actually 300 acres big, and it encompasses the nursery section that you can see over on Market Street, the sundial, all the trails in between, the museum itself. It's a really, really big center. It's estimated that if you take the full day to see all of it, it's about 4 hours. But mm-hmm. if you're just going to the museum, it's about 2.5 hours that you can have with your family or with a spouse, go through and experience things. And it's really great. The museum itself has a lot of history in it about local things that have happened here and the history of our culture here. And I always find something new, and I work there.
Well, and that's it. I've been there several times, and I always – just the static displays that you have, the things that you indicate that are just about the history and what have you, but mm-hmm. there's always that new exhibit yes. behind the door that's always so exciting, and those change. So you can go repeatedly. It's not like, well, I've been to the Turtle Bay Museum, I don't need to go again. It's constantly changing and always something new and exciting to see. So we've got the Oktoberfest, and we've given away 2 of those tickets, but we still have 2 more of the tickets to go. So if someone would like to call and let us know, we'd be happy to have you experience Turtle Bay with a one-time look at it. So on October 13th from 4 to 7, the Oktoberfest, we really want to invite everybody to take advantage of that and come by. One of my favorite places over at Turtle Bay has always been, I love to wander through the garden, the nursery area, just because it gives you so many creative ideas of all the plants that do really, really well in this extensive heat that we get in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about...
Yeah, we actually have a fall plant sale coming up. So if you're looking to rebuild your garden or, you know, a lot of people lost a lot of plants during the fire, we've got some drought-tolerant plants for sale and some plants that, you know, survive our climate a little bit better. And we're extending that sale from October 6th throughout the end of the year.
Oh, nice.
Which is something we don't normally do, but we really want to make sure that people have the ability to take advantage of those sales.
Wow, and if you haven't been to one of the plant sales, this is good stuff because they're really well-established plants.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
You often hear, there are people who say, oh, it's a drain on the city, shut it down. How many people do you employ over there, just roughly?
Oh, man, you guys, we're new.
How many jobs?
A lot.
Okay.
We have a lot of people. We have not only just 50? Our regular employees, but we have volunteers. We have docents.
Well, what I'm getting about to is that this is an employer
yes.
in the city, and these are people being paid who turn around and buy stuff.
True, yeah.
And you have school kids coming through all the time.
All the time. We yeah. also have a lot of tourism.
Yeah, this know? Is a resource.
A lot of people come to this area to experience the Sundial in Turtle Bay, and those people stay and they eat at restaurants and they shop in town, hmm. and it really does help bring in some revenue.
So where I'm going with this is that this is not a drain. This is a amenity that helps make the place not just another dusty spot on the road.
Well, and it's well used. I mean, my gosh, the parking lot over there is always full of people coming and going. A lot of people who like to walk the trails that are they're incorporated in that.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on over there on a regular basis. And if you the museum is just one little part of that 300,000 acres?
300 acres.
300 acres.
But we also bring in quite a bit of arts and culture that I think that the city really benefits from. A lot of people, when they bring their kids here, it's like their only opportunity to see some of these things. And we really value that place in our community. And we really love when people come by for the first time and we get to see kind of what they see. Love chatting with them.
All right. So Christina and Katie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And everybody remember to be out there on October 13th. Got those tickets available if anybody'd like to call in, and we'll be back after this break.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell holding nothing back in a speech on the Senate floor a short time ago, condemning the way Democrats have behaved toward Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
The politics of personal destruction were willfully unleashed.
And toward the woman who accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct.
Democrats' mishandling of Dr. Ford's letter opened the floodgates for this deluge of uncorroborated, unbelievable mud.
McConnell's remarks not stopping Democrats from assailing Kavanaugh's credibility. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer suggesting that Kavanaugh is a liar.
Is he telling the truth? That issue supersedes all the others.
In any event, McConnell vows it's not going to drag on indefinitely.
The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
An opportunity, McConnell says, to vote no on the politics of personal destruction. Chance to vote yes on Kavanaugh, who McConnell describes as a fine nominee. And as the FBI conducts its latest background check on Kavanaugh this week, the White House pledging cooperation.
President Trump says he wants the FBI to do a comprehensive investigation of sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh. And according to the Associated Press, the White House instructed the FBI to interview anyone it deems relevant to the inquiry, but required the work to be done by Friday. The president says he wants the background check to go quickly because it's unfair to Kavanaugh and his family.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Amazon, which has been facing political and economic pressure to raise pay for thousands of its employees, is boosting the minimum wage for all of its U.S. workers, $15 an hour, and that will start next month. Stocks are mixed this hour on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 74 points, while the NASDAQ is down 5 points, and the S&P is off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990, 800-452-6990, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new poll shows that President Trump has a lot of support in Israel. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedman.
If President Trump decides he's had enough, a Pew Research poll suggests he consider Israel. According to Pew, President Trump's approval rating in Israel, 69% and rising, compares to only 28% in Britain and 30% in Japan. In contrast to recent reports saying the president is upset with the less-than-appreciative response by American Jews to his moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, the Pew poll showed great appreciation by Israelis for both the move of the embassy and for withdrawing from the nuclear deal with Iran, an issue that strongly divides the Jewish-American voters along party lines. At their peaks, former President Obama hit 71% and George W. Bush 83%. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com.
Test results expected within days after a man died following a visit to a Texas resort.
Personnel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention conducted a range of tests at the BSR Cable Parks Surf Resort in Waco, Texas, in search of the presence of a rare brain-eating amoeba that's blamed for the death of a New Jersey tourist late last month. 29-year-old Fabrizio Stabile died on September 21st after falling ill with Naegleria fowleri. Authorities haven't said when exactly Stabile visited the surf resort, but the CDC says symptoms generally start about 5 days after infection, with death occurring about 5 days later. People are usually infected when contaminated water enters the body through the nose. I'm Mike Rossia.
Somber tributes on yesterday's anniversary of the Las Vegas massacre. The marquees on the Vegas Strip dimmed their lights last evening as officials read aloud the names of the 58 people who were killed in that mass shooting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Community Radio for the North State. It's not Carl and Linda. It's Tuesday morning and it's Trish Clark, and I welcome you for joining us this morning. Carl and Linda are on vacation, so I'm going to be here with you this week. It's not Thursday yet, but I'll still be here on Thursday, so we'll get to that day of the week when everybody knows what's happening. It's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77, a low this evening of 59, and it's currently having a few showers. We've got a 50% chance of showers overnight. Tomorrow on Wednesday, we have a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 78, a low about 54 on Wednesday evening. On Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 74 and a low of 53. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 76 and a low of 53, and sunny through the weekend. So we're going to get a little bit of precipitation, which we certainly need. Recognize again, not enough rain to clean off the road, so please slow down and not be driving at such breakneck speeds, because that road is really, really slick. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm joined in the studio this hour by Chief Steve Lowe of the Anderson Fire Protection District. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Trish.
Okay, so we're going to be talking some stuff about fire in general and just kind of I always like to just update my listeners on the people that are sitting at the microphone. So tell us a little bit about Chief Steve Lowe.
I became the fire chief in May of 2017 in Anderson, and then March of this year it became fully official and I signed the contract. I've been with Anderson Fire since 2002, started as an ROP ride-along student and kind of worked my way up and get to take the helm now.
And boy, true story of local boy makes good. and we love having Steve at the helm there. He's just hit the ground running, and we've got a lot of challenges in a Anderson Fire Protection District. And I always want to explain this to people. There's so many different animals in government. City of Reading, their fire department is part of city government. In the city of Anderson, the city of Anderson has a police department, but they do not have a fire department, and the Anderson Fire Protection District is a complete separate government agency. It has its own board of directors that are duly elected by the population. It has tax funds based, it's part of the property tax system that went clear back to nowhere, and we all get a little portion of that property tax, and it's a separate entity. Having said that, the portion of property tax that the special districts get is certainly not enough to provide fire service to a population of what are probably about 12,000 in the Anderson Fire Protection District.
12 to 14,000 are our city in an unincorporated area.
Yeah, our footprint is a little different than the city of Anderson's. We take in part of the unincorporated area in the fire district. And I say we because I'm also, just for full disclosure here, I am the vice chair of the Anderson Fire Protection District in city of Anderson. So... So we have some challenges down there. Currently, the people who are in the fire protection district pay $20 a year. That money is for, it goes directly to the Anderson Fire Protection District, but it is targeted for equipment.
It's split into equipment and for building maintenance, so none of it can be really used for personnel or staffing. And it equals out about $83,000 a year that we collect on that. So on top of the property tax and that, it's still a shortfall for the district.
Exactly. And those funds, again, cannot be used for personnel. In fact, right now they're actually paying the debt, are they not, on the fire engine?
So some of the money that we collect from that goes to paying for one of the pieces of equipment that we lease, yes.
The overhead ladder.
That one came from the impact fees.
Okay. Different stream of money, but the point I'm trying to make is sometimes when we talk about the needs of the fire district and why we're going to be coming to the people with an increase in that $20 fee, is because there's no money in the system to pay for personnel. And they say to us, so why did you buy a brand new engine? I get that a lot. And so that's the story we always want people to understand, and let's tell them that story, Steve.
So close to 20 years ago, Wind River gave us about $50,000 for a grant to purchase a ladder truck because it's a direct impact to their facility and the need of the fire district. That money has sat there, and in 2014, a new fire chief came in and did an analysis of the budget and deemed that we need to either spend the money that was earmarked for the ladder truck through the impact fees and the Wind River grant or return the money. We purchased it. It was about $850,000, and the money we had in earmarked from that was about $250,000. So we put a down payment on it, and we spent $50,000 on equipment. Currently, every year, that payment from the impact fees goes specifically to paying the lease purchase of that ladder truck. So it's no direct impact to our budget. The impact fees cover the cost of that, plus there's a little bit of money going back into that ladder truck earmarked account. So that way in 12 years, when it comes to the end of its lifespan, we can replace it with a new vehicle.
And the Fire Protection District will end up owning that piece of equipment outright. And again, it will have, you know, paid for itself without impacting. Just briefly, let's talk about the car fire and the impact on, you know, we were very fortunate, as I indicated yesterday, in the city of Anderson that we didn't have any direct impacts, i.e. burnt, we didn't lose any structures or anything to the car fire or any of the fires in the area, although at one point we were certainly stretched thin with our personnel to meet those demands. And let's talk about that a little.
Yeah, absolutely. During the car fire, it was it was a multi-day incident where I made myself available down at the command post and was down there just getting information to give back to our personnel, and I was keeping the board informed of what was going on, interfacing with the city government, with the city manager and the police chief. And we had our own plan in place if the fire was to impact the city directly or our district. We had our own plans in place and our own plan of attack, and I was going down to the command post every day and getting briefing with them and all that. And then when the fire actually did impact the city of Reading, we actually deployed every available resource that we had, and actually our station was uncovered for about a half hour. We did have mutual aid from other surrounding entities that were able to come in and cover a couple calls, and then because of our mutual aid system being the way it is, that they actually moved a volunteer engine in to cover our station for 24 hours because we were immediately needed in the city of Reading. So I was up there included in that. We deployed all available resources, like I said, and we were up there for close to 24 hours assigned to that.
And, of course, in the city of Anderson, we as we indicated yesterday, we have the Shasta District Fairgrounds, which it becomes the command center when we have these major fire happenings in the North State. And so all of the action is coming in and out of that. So the community as a whole has to be a part of that process as well. And we always welcome that and are glad to be a part of it. But I always want to point out to people, because sometimes we forget how closely intertwined all of the agencies are and how much we depend upon each other for our survival in the North State. Certainly the fire protection district, the police departments, everything. And I think that's good for people to recognize that we work closely together.
Sure. Throughout that entire event from day one, I was interfacing with some of the Cal Fire folks that I deal with on a daily basis, talking about what the fire was doing and what they were predicting, and then interfacing with the city government and their elected officials and our elected officials, just keeping everybody informed, and then meeting with the city manager early in the week. I think it was day two of the car fire. We actually set up an early morning meeting to start to discussing, you know, major impacts of this fire. If it took out the infrastructure with power, what would we do long term in the city and all that for our people? And, you know, it was constant meetings with the police chief, the city manager, Cal Fire, and interfacing with the city of Reading fire officials, just so we were all on the same page and talking, and everybody kind of knew what was going on and where our resources were.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more fire talk on the other side.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, KCNR 1460. Sorry about that. Hey, by the way, I've still got in my hot little hand a pair of Turtle Bay admission tickets to give away. So when we get into the break, if you want to pick up those tickets, they are yours for the calling. This portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Excited to welcome friends and neighbors to the new branch in downtown Reading. They have all the amenities, of course. Lobby hours till 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Open till 5:30 on open till 6 on Friday, I should say. That's excellent service. Cornerstone Community Bank, three branches now serving Shasta and Tehama counties, California Street in downtown Reading, East Cypress Avenue at Hempstead, and, of course, 237 South Main Street in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank, inviting you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com.
He'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Plaster Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen,
I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The Cascade Theater presents Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash. Graham Nash has penned and performed some of the most iconic songs of the past 50 years, from the Hollies, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, to his own solo career. Nash's songs are legendary. Graham Nash at the Cascade Theater with an intimate evening of stories and songs October 3rd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
20 minutes now after 8 o'clock.
KCNR 1460's free fire radio. Still got those Turtle Bay tickets, by the way. Reading Home Helpers brings you this portion of the program. If your loved one needs extra help at home, is recovering from an injury or surgery, well, you just give those people a call. The amazing caregivers of Home Helpers. They'll keep your loved one safe and independent right there in their very own home. Sharon Clark can tell you more. Give her a call at 226-8350. 226-8350. There is no place like home.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Tuesday morning. It's about 8:20, 62 degrees in downtown Reading. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Nice Anderson business. We like enjoy having their sponsorship. Well, I've got Chief Steve Lowe here in the studio with me this morning, and we've just been trying to doing some updates about things that are happening with the Anderson Fire Protection District. One of the great things we've got coming up, mark on your calendar, a place to eat on October 6th and 7th, is the Red Robin. Red Robin Gourmet Burgers and Brews is doing a fundraiser, and they're doing this fundraiser actually with all their stores throughout the state of California.
Yeah, shout out to Zach from Red Robin. He contacted our agency and said that they were going to be doing this through all of their locations and that they wanted to sponsor Anderson Fire Department for the local restaurant. And they brought us lunch and sat down and spoke with us. And so, yeah, so October 6th and 7th, 10% of the proceeds that they make both days will be donated to the fire department for us to purchase some equipment.
So we're talking a really big deal for the Anderson Fire Protection District here, and we'd love to have everybody just kind of mark that down, either lunch or dinner that day, go and take the family to the Red Robin Gourmet Burgers and Brew. That's at 1035 Dana Drive in Reading, and 10% of the proceeds from both of those days are going to go to the Anderson Fire Protection District, and how we're going to work that with it.
So I talked to Zach and just told him that once we get a final total of how much money they raise both days, we'll go ahead and we have a wants list of equipment that we are in desperate need of that we just can't afford to purchase out of the budget. So that would go to purchasing one of those pieces of equipment, and then we would do a nice press release with it once we get it purchased for them.
You know, I think we sometimes don't give credit to enough of the local businesses around here who are constantly jumping in and doing these kind of things. I think that the Red Robin Corporation needs to be congratulated. They're doing this throughout all of their locations, all of their California locations, 2 days, and they're going to take 10% of their profits and donate to various fire protection districts. We're really pleased that the Anderson Fire Protection District was chosen by this location to be a part of this fundraiser. So I encourage all of you to go in. And by the way, their hamburgers are really good. I stopped in there the other day just to kind of to try that out, and they're very good. Please stop by and take part of that, because we have that list of all those things. One of the things we've been looking at and need to go forward with is a real good look at a way to continue to provide the service in the city of Anderson, or for the Anderson Fire Protection District, which is basically all of the city of Anderson and then some surrounding unincorporated areas. The volume of calls for the Anderson Fire Protection District continue to grow.
Yeah, last year we hit about just under 3,000 calls, and the national standard usually is about 2,500, then that requires you to, or recommends you to put a second vehicle on for response. And we just don't have the funding to do that. So we're running almost 3,000 calls a year with one staffed engine every day.
And that's difficult. And in order to do that, we've been, over the last several years, really dipping into the reserves to make that happen and continue to provide a level of service that's acceptable for the city of Anderson. We're not going to be able to continue to do that forever.
No, if we continue the model that we have, which we've changed several times throughout the years here, trying to just keep our staffing where it is, and we don't have enough funds to last keeping three people on duty every day for multiple years. So, and we don't want to be laying people off either. So we're trying to meet in the middle there and keep minimum staffing as possible, but not break the bank. So.
And we've been doing a really good job of getting control. Quite frankly, we got to go back a few years, and before the most recent chief, who was with us for only a couple of years, and then now Chief Lowe, we had really desperately been going into the reserves and not doing a really good job of balancing the budget. We've got a better handle on that now, and this year I think we actually made it without dipping into the reserves, but doing it because of the cooperation of the people that are now working for the Anderson Fire Protection District. At some point, we're going to have to do something about filling those positions that are there with permanent staff and not all the other creative ways that we've been staffing things, and we've got to come up with a better way to fund it. So one of the things that's going to have to happen in the Anderson Fire Protection District is the citizens are going to have to agree. We're going to have that discussion. How much fire service do you want and expect, and how much are you willing to pay for it?
Yeah, so most recently we conducted a study early part of summer with a mail-out ballot just to get people's opinions on where the level of service was, what they were willing to pay, and all that. And it only came back with a 54% yes that they would support an increase. Granted, it was a little bit high, but we knew that going into it, but we wanted to be able to show the citizens of what it truly costs us to operate a fully staffed fire engine every day, and that's, we're trying to do a minimum of four people on an engine every day. People don't realize, though, in the fire service that's the minimum that we have to have at every fire scene to make entry into a residential or a commercial structure if there's a fire. So
let's talk just a little bit more about that. We have a fire, and you dispatch an engine. It's got two people on it. What happens?
They show up. They basically can do bare minimum until they get additional two people there that can make entry to fight fire. It's called the OSHA 2-in-2-out rule. And for every two people in, we have to have two people out. So we can't even make entry into a burning building until we have a minimum of four people there that
can fight fire. And this is state law. This is something that every fire department has to go through. So even though we have three people on duty, we have a structure fire. We have to have two more people show up at that, either another engine from a agency nearby, which is generally what we do. Dispatch will start dispatching units from other jurisdictions. But that's a lot of times why you see an engine on scene and you feel like nothing's happening. That's kind of why. So you have to have the four people that we have to have for a fire.
Yeah, the numbers add up quickly because not only do you have to have the suppression people that can come in and start fighting the fire, but you also have to have the command officers that can come in and control things and see the bigger picture and work on the bigger plan if things are progressing or that. And especially, with a wildland fire, your resources get depleted quickly. So we're trying to maintain our higher level of service that we have with what we have, and it's just not going to last forever. It's not something that we can sustain for the long term. So we're trying to work that to continue it day to day, but we need to come up with a solution for long term. So that's why we did that study. It didn't come back in our favor. We're going to continue to do more outreach in the community, obviously with the radio, and then going to community events and just kind of talking to people and get their feeling and let them know where we're at.
Well, and because we need to explain to people that, so we gave you the worst case scenario. I mean, the best case scenario, if you will. This is what it would cost us. And we suggested that the fee to each family would be what?
We were going for $150 to take that $20 parcel fee and increase it to $150 a year per parcel.
And let's be realistic. $20 per year, okay, is what you're paying now for fire service. mean, just think about that. That is just a pittance of money. You spend that at Starbucks.
It equals to about $2.60 a week. So a cup of coffee a week from Starbucks is what it equal to. But
well, so $150 a year, a lot of people said no, they weren't willing to pay that. I think that that's not an unreasonable amount of money to pay for fire protection service. But I think a lot of people still in their mind think, I already pay taxes, I don't want to pay more. The other thing that we have, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk more about this whole funding issue when we come back. So stay with us.
And it's 8:29. This portion of the program brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They help families, veterans, seniors, business owners. She's been helping them all since 1993. She's located at 1328 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union, 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
8:33 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take that basic CCW course. Register online, usgunpro.com.
Okay, and this is Trish Clark. Welcome back. We are having a little discussion about the Anderson Fire Protection District here today. 62 degrees in downtown Reading and a little bit of misty rain and looking for showers throughout the day. So, Steve, we were talking about the $20 that we charge now. And that is one of the things people have to recognize. If you live in a single family home, you pay $20. If you have a fourplex, you pay $20. If you have a 30-unit apartment complex, you pay $20. And if you're a huge box store, you pay $20 in the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Yeah, and those fees were set up back in the late 70s. So, and our current funding sources, like our property tax, has all been set as it is since, like, the late 70s, like I said. So our costs keep continually rising through, for wages and everything, and but our funding sources have never changed. So it's time for us to figure that part out.
So we're going to have to do something if we're going to continue to enjoy adequate fire service in the Anderson Fire Protection District. We sent out the survey to every registered voter in the area. Some of you got a really long survey that asked a whole bunch of questions. Some of you got a one-page survey that asked just some simple, couple of questions. The bottom line was 54% of the people thought that they could support that, in order to have we all know in the state of California that it takes 2/3, to do this kind of a vote. And so we need to do something to convince, enough of the people in the Anderson Fire Protection District that this is a good thing. And I think it's a matter of letting people know. First off, I felt the $150 was a little high, but that was for a single family residence, a one parcel. Explain how that was set up.
Yeah, so it was broke down into a single family residence would be $150 a year. A piece of property that was valued at $5,000 or more with nothing on it was like $125 a year. And then it was 24 cents a square foot for commercial. So that's the biggest change. Currently, everything is $20 straight across, and we don't feel that that's fair. It needs to be broke down by property type.
Exactly. And an apartment complex, let's say you had 30 units, and that would be $150 per unit.
Yes.
Now, that was the one part that I heard that people thought that was exorbitant.
Yeah, there were some people that complained about that, but I was trying to explain to people that most of our high-density homes like that is where we are spend most of our time on calls, like the Redbud area and all those
let's explain
high-density apartment complexes.
Exactly. On a regular basis, the high-density apartment complexes in the city of Anderson get a minimum of what?
Sometimes we go there 4 or 5 times a day. To specific complexes. So those complexes are our highest call volume in our fire district. So that's kind of why we felt we should go that route. So
well, it makes perfect sense because recognizing that the volume of calls for any fire department in the state of California, the bulk of them are medical calls.
Yeah, about 80% of the calls that we respond to yearly are medical related.
And so that means that the engine has to roll. Because while we're on that medical call, that engine might get we only have the one engine that's on duty. It rolls on a medical call. While they're on that medical call and while we're waiting for the ambulance or transport or all those other things, but generally speaking, as someone from the police department responds on those calls as well. And while all those things are happening, you might have a structure fire. So that engine, they have to use the engine to roll on these medical calls. So same 3 people that are on duty are on that engine, and that has to – then we get another call in. Another agency has to come in. By then, generally speaking, the fire department is the first one to be there prior to the ambulance, sometimes the police department. But it's a mutual aid kind of thing where you get a lot of people. But the medical calls are the bulk of what a fire department is doing in any jurisdiction. That's just not the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Yeah, the ambulance companies in our area are the two private companies, and there's no tell where they're going to be at any given time. They there's only so many of them in the county, so they're busy running calls to and from the hospital. So chances are we're there first because we're having to wait for them to come out of Reading most of the time, or we're having to wait extended periods of time because there's just none available, or we're having to wait for one out of Tehama County. So us being able to deliver a higher level of service and have multiple engine staffed every day would help alleviate some of those issues that we run into with the ambulance staffing and everything as well.
So, at a very least, we're going to have to make sure that the price that we're paying, the $20 a month, is increased. I think we'll probably come back the next time around with maybe a survey that looks at maybe $100 or $90, something to that effect. But I want the people in the community of Anderson to start to have that conversation in the Anderson Fire Protection District to recognize we're going to be there is an increase that needs to happen. Okay, I think that we have that conversation. We need to have the conversation going forward.
We've had comments in the chat room ongoing about why should these homeowners, after having ponied up for the police department, now have to dig again for the fire department, which is not the fire department, it's the protection district, apples, oranges. But the people who are shelling out the money do not see it in those terms.
Okay.
And I can't blame it. And I think that's what Rob, who is on the line, is going for. He said he didn't like what he's hearing. Rob, you're live on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Rob.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's try that. Rob, you're live on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, I'm just listening to this idea of different pricing for different kinds of properties. I think that's what I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of like going, it's kind of like it's fire service for one person is fire service for everybody. Now, I don't have skin in the game down in Anderson because I live up here in Reading.
Okay.
But I do own property, and I'm thinking, if I have rental income, this is kind of like running along the lines of the same thing where, the government starts telling people how much their property is worth, and, if you have this, we're going to charge you more than this other person. And that kind of, sticks in the craw of some people. I mean, you could take these smart meters from PG&E, and they're going to start changing over to this time of use billing. But a lot of these people don't understand these smart meters that we have out there can basically narrow down what kind of appliance you're using. And there will be a time when you're going to actually get charged more for using your air conditioner or your dishwasher. And so I'm all for the fire department, getting a little bit more money, but it's got to be across the board, same with our taxes. It doesn't seem right that they'll come out and say, we're going to charge you guys more. And I understand the whole thing with the more calls, but it's the fire services for everybody.
Okay, but Rob, individual
in every one of those apartment buildings, as well as any homeowner that has 10 kids or has 2 kids in their family. It's like, what if they have 5 kids with asthma? Are we going to charge those people more money for being in the house?
Okay, Rob, and I understand what you're saying, but let's take that a step further. I understand the argument about the apartment complexes, although that there has to be a differential there because there are more calls. But how about Walmart? That piece of property there, that property owner also pays $20. You don't think that they should pay a higher cost for fire protection service for a commercial building?
That ends up sounding like, well, you make more money, so you should pay more taxes. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to jump in, Rob. I wouldn't say it's because they make more money. It's because they have a higher risk of a significant incident there, and our call volume there is a lot more than anywhere else.
I could see how you see it from that perspective.
Our risk of a major fire there, and it takes more people to go there to combat a fire at a commercial building than it would a residential.
No, and I totally understand that, but that should go into what we collect as a whole from everybody, as opposed to saying, you have a bigger building, you have more people, and again, that goes back to my argument, are you going to tell a single family that has 10 kids, that have 10 kids with asthma, and maybe you're calling out four times a year for those kids having an asthma attack.
No.
No, and this whole premise is it's called a parcel tax fee. So currently, like we explained, it's $20 across the board. All it would be doing is increasing that fee per parcel, and it's just a parcel tax fee. It's a one-time-a-year payment. It's not anything more than that.
Well, I totally understand that, but to kind of put that suggestion out there that, well, we're going to charge more for the apartment complex or we're going to charge more for Walmart, that just starts getting to the part where it gets like ticky-tack and people don't like it, and all of a sudden it's like, well, shit, you better not buy this piece of property here because if you do, you're going to have to pay more fire tax on it.
We did have to those of you on the stream, we apologize, and I don't know if I got to it in time. Can we moderate that just a little bit there, Rob, please?
Yeah, sorry about that, Bob. That just totally just slipped out there. I apologize.
Okay. Rob, we appreciate your input, and certainly it's something to take into consideration. We're trying to figure out a way. There's no question that $20 has to go up. That's distributed, that's what we're in the process of figuring out.
And Rob, I'm going to throw this last thing in there, too. We've been approached early on in this process when we did the study of a lot of residences were upset that they were paying the same as Walmart because they see us there constantly running calls there in the apartment complexes. So that's where that, when that study went out, that's where that came from. So, but I appreciate your input on your side.
Well, I mean, it's always a matter of, well, who's paying what and who's paying more? And, you know, they got that church coming off the highway over there in Redding that's going to be taking money out of water out of Bella Vista. And so what's going to happen when, you know, that starts going up is that they're going to raise the fees on everybody. So everybody has to pay. So, I mean, that's the nature of the game. We all have access to the same resource.
Yeah. Thanks very much for your input, Rob. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back on the other side and more conversation. Appreciate your input.
This portion of the program brought to you by, who is this brought to you by? Oh, yeah, North State Security. They protect their clients from civil liabilities and criminal activity. North State has been your ounce of prevention since 1963. 243-0298. They give clients community peace of mind. They'll make your home safer and more enjoyable. They are extra eyes and ears on site. They employ over 100 officers, and they've been doing that since 1968. North State Security, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Redding that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Okay, welcome back. It's Tuesday morning. It's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Those of you in the chat room, we appreciate your comments that you're kind of putting out there. And we're going to address a situation. I'm visiting this morning with Chief Steve Blow from the Anderson Fire Protection District, and we've been talking about the need for increased income in the Anderson Fire Protection District. What, in the chat room, I understand that they're bringing up, and they're talking about the half-cent sales tax that was passed in the city of Anderson for public safety, 3 years ago? And unfortunately, and I think a lot of people fail to understand, because the Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate entity, not a part of the city of Anderson, the public safety that's funded out of that half-cent sales tax is the Anderson Police Department. And the Anderson Fire Protection District does not share in any manner with that half-cent sales tax. I'll say that again. The Anderson Fire Protection District does not share in the proceeds from the half-cent sales tax that goes to the city of Anderson, which is distributed, and their public protection, public safety portion is the police department.
Yeah, the argument that was being made in the chat room is this: yes, but the same people are paying it, which there's a point there.
Well, there certainly is, and unfortunately, they also pay for other things. The sales tax, I would remind you, is being paid by every citizen who shops in the city of Anderson. We have a lot of people who stop at Walmart or the restaurants and what have you don't live in the city of Anderson. So the half-cent sales tax is being paid by anyone who shops there. You're absolutely right. It's the same people then have to pay for the Anderson Fire Protection District. But they also have to pay for other things because there are separate government issues. You pay state tax and federal tax. And unfortunately, if you live in the city of Anderson or in the surrounding area, the fire department needs funding, and it is a separate entity. Again, I would remind you, though, that we're talking at the very worst scenario we were talking about was $150 a year, $2 and something a week.
$2.60 a week.
That's not much to pay for the fire protection that you get in the city of Anderson.
Yeah, it's really pennies on the dollar. And like I said, like you were saying with the half-cent sales tax, you know, unfortunately, we're not part of the city. We're our own standalone entity within that. There's other fire districts in the county that are in the same boat. I mean, Old Shasta is talking about they don't know their future because of the car fire and losing all of their property tax base, all the homes that burnt down. They don't know how many people are actually going to rebuild, so they don't know where they're going to be in the next year. So, I mean, that could happen to us.
Well, the Keswick Fire Department completely got destroyed.
Yeah, and there was Shasta County Fire, so depending on how they determined to rebuild, but we could be in the same boat. We could have a devastating wildland fire just like that in our fire district, and people decide not to rebuild there, and our funding would completely go down the drain.
I think what we have to recognize is that we do business a little different in the North State because of the way our systems are set up. The Anderson Fire Protection District has been there for a long time. That's how it's been funded. At some point, I would say to the we work And I don't want to give the picture that we don't work well with the city of Anderson. We absolutely do, and we're cooperating in many areas, such as let's talk about that a little bit. We have the mutual stuff that we do with buildings and
yeah, code enforcement and the fire marshal's office and the building department work hand in hand. They do inspections together all the time. They enforce codes together all the time. If there's a problem at a building or a business or a open land space, we work hand in hand with them. So we work, you know, as we are one, even though we're not.
And we try really hard to make sure that we can do those building inspections and stuff so that the property owners are not impacted trying to deal with two different agencies on every issue. So we try to work in conjunction. Our fire marshal is on a day-to-day basis with the building inspector to make sure that we're giving timely service and not tying them up with two different agencies on a regular basis.
Yeah, and the way that our process is set up now is that people – unless they truly knew, they wouldn't know that we're two separate entities because of the way that we collect the fees through the city and then they reimburse us and how the plan check goes. It's all delivered at one place. So that you know, things like that, the citizens may not even know. But we do that to streamline things just so that you're not having to make extra steps in the process and try to streamline those for the citizens.
Yeah, and that's an important consideration. We work really well with the city of Anderson. We recognize that, and the city of Anderson recognizes, their officials recognize that they need the Anderson Fire Protection District. If we, the Anderson Fire Protection District, are not able to provide those fire services, the city of Anderson would have to come up with fire department. They would have to supply fire service for their city. They need fire protection. So it's a mutual thing that we have to make sure that we're both solvent. And so we will be coming in the near future to the citizens of Anderson. We're going to have to figure out a way to fund this. We're going to have some town meetings. I invite you, please, if you're going to be impacted by this and you have questions or ways that you'd like to think that we could do this or make this more palatable, please contact somebody with the Anderson Fire Protection District. Stop by there. Look for meetings, upcoming meetings in the community, opportunities to be a part of this and understand what's going on.
Now, the boundaries of the district spread out how far from the city limit?
So to the north, we go all the way past Hill Street and Verdeville Court area to the north, up by Siskiyou Forest Products, and then to the south we share a common boundary, to the west we share a common boundary, and to the east it's pretty common. But
so let's take the scenario that things, worst case scenario, that the district fails, the city has to create its own department. Now those people in that fringe area are on county.
They'd have to certainly be some Lafco things, but they'd end up in the county jurisdiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just trying to scope the problem here.
Well, exactly. And
yeah, and being a special district, it's my understanding that if we were to close our doors and go away, that the county would be responsible for trying to figure out who would provide fire protection to our entire district, including the city, is my understanding.
Is that right? And I haven't ever looked at that, but yeah, I think you're probably right. And it certainly would be a LAFCO issue, Local Agency Formation Commission, and they would be having to look at redefining those boundaries. Of what the who in fact would take over the Anderson Fire Protection District, and so that would go through the LAFCO process to do that. We don't anticipate that happening because we have no intention of going away. We have the citizens in Anderson and surrounding area in the Anderson Fire Protection District are enjoying a high level of professional fire service, and we have every intention of continuing to provide that. We just have to figure out a way to make that more palatable and to raise the funds to do it. Remind you that that's going to be a vote of the people. We're going to be trying to convince you and talk to you about the necessity of that. And again, remind you that we're talking about a very small fee here of possibly $100 to $150 for a year. Wow, we spend that at Starbucks. I say that. I mean, my goodness, we stopped for a cup of coffee. We're talking very little amount of money. Steve, final thoughts on fire protection in the North State. We're getting into a breather here, maybe.
Yeah, I'm hoping this rain lasts. I mean, it's not enough yet to end fire season, but it's definitely going to dampen things for a little while. And I'm ready for fire season to be over. I know just about all my colleagues are, too. It's been a long haul this summer with everything that's gone on locally. It's been a tragic fire season, and and I know we're ready to be done.
But recognize again that this is not probably the end of it, which is just October 1st. We've got a ways to go here before we're out of the danger of fire season.
And we're definitely not letting our guard down. It's just gives us a couple days to kind of relax a little bit. But
take a breath.
Definitely won't be letting our guard down until we get some substantial rainfall.
Well, I thank you for joining me, Steve.
Thank you.
And I thank all of you listeners for hanging in there. And we're trying to bring some good programming this week
That's true.
Carl and Linda are gone on their vacation. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be joined in the studio with Cascade Theater and Chief Roger Moore, Reading Police Department Chief. And we're going to be talking about things in the city of Reading. So,
very quickly.
Yes.
An assertion in the chat room. Is Anderson spending $900,000 on a water slide?
I don't know, but we're going to have the opportunity to talk to the city manager of the city of Anderson on Thursday.
First time,
and we'll ask him that question.
Yeah, you get the chance to ask the Anderson city manager tomorrow.
On Thursday,
okay.
Yeah.
Who's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Chief Roger Moore from the Reading Police Department.
Ah, yes. Hail to the Chiefs.
We're surrounded by Chiefs today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.